Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And I've said this before, but I do want to say I hope it really is food for you. Because this word is not just like words on a piece of paper. This word is alive. It has power to lead us in the right direction. God loves us. And that Bible is not just for old people. And that Bible is not just for, you know, some different kind of person. It's for each of us to read, to know, and to understand. And so today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Notice it's not after Easter, it's of Easter. The fourth Sunday of Easter. Almighty, ever-living God, we pray, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. You know, Christ does not send us out alone. He always goes before us. Sometimes, you know, when I've been in a difficult situation, I just say, Lord, I know you're here. Please help me. And he does. That doesn't mean that something comes down from heaven. You just, after you're handled the situation, you think, oh, that was wisdom. Where did that come from? Sometimes no. But sometimes he does. It's just a thought that comes into your head, and you think, I should pay attention to this. So let's take a look at the readings for today. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. Jesus. Jesus. He waits for us. Oh, I can take care of that. I can take care of myself. Maybe you can in certain situations, but always I find that if I just say, Lord, help me with this, every once in a while it just seems easier. Brothers and sisters, God draws near to each of us all the time, and he can. We can't, but he can. So let's take a look now at Psalm 118. The stone rejected by the builders. That's at the beginning. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. It's the most important piece. It's Jesus. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. And we do, we try, we turn around. It's fine to ask somebody's advice, but that's not where you lay the weight. You take it to the Lord. Perhaps the Lord will point us to somebody. Perhaps we'll see somebody coming down the street and we say, I haven't seen that person in a while. I wonder where they're coming from. Finds out that person's going to give you a help on your question. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. Sometimes he doesn't answer because he knows we can figure it out for ourselves. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, when it's a matter of doing right or wrong, God will lead us. Ask him. Psalm 118, I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. And the second reading is taken from John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. We have our earthly parents, for whom we are forever grateful. But God our Father is our first Father, our real Father, in coming from heaven to us. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, which we shall be, has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Do you ever think about that? What's it going to be like to see God? I do. I am, of course, am prostrate on the ground, but we come toward him. Brothers and sisters, rely on God. Doesn't mean don't consult other people. Of course, consult other people when you need wisdom. Of course. But go to God first and ask him to bless this search for the wisdom that I need. Help me, Lord. You'd be amazed. Doesn't mean all the time, but sometimes God answers it. John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just spend some time with the Lord daily. Just sit or read the Bible or talk to him about your day or your needs or your fears or your lack of money. Bring all your needs to him. Sometimes you'll get a bright idea when you do that. And if it doesn't come, do the best that you can. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. God is a good shepherd. In Christ he has cared for us. And sometimes we don't pay heed. Sometimes we don't even listen. I don't mean God's going to talk to you every day. You'll be fortunate if it's once or twice in your life. But it will lead you to someone who can help you. Trust him. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son. The good shepherd has risen, who laid down his life for his sheep and willingly died for his flock. My goodness, what else could God do for us than to die for us? How could he bring us to himself? He gave everything. He gave his life. Yes, it was restored. But he gave his life for us. He gave his life for you and you and you and me, others all around us. We should be thanking him every day for that. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for teaching me. Talk to him. You won't hear an answer, but he hears you, every word. Don't be afraid. You won't be nuts. In the quiet of your own heart, in your own room, in the chapel, just tell him you love him and that you want to follow him more and more. Believe me, he will take you up on that, and it will be a wonderful, wonderful trip. May God abundantly lead you. In the Magnificat magazine, there is an article by Maria von Trapp, if you remember her. Her children and her stepchildren were the Trapp family singers, and she inspired the film The Sound of Music. Brothers and sisters, this is what she says. I want to tell you about still another discovery which we made when we had already become quite familiar with our Lord. This happened when one blessed day we seemed to understand what Paul meant when he exclaimed, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in another place, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. These two statements were linked with the tremendous statement the mysterious voice had made to Paul when he was still Saul. I am Jesus who you are persecuting. From that day on, these words became the whole pattern for our life. If he can be identified with each one of us, and if he is the same yesterday as today, then he just continues his very life in every one of us until the end of time. It is a big moment when one realizes that. One feels like saying, all right, dear Lord, here are my hands, my feet, my ears, my eyes, my lip, my heart. They are yours. I suppose this was the first step towards the final goal. And the final goal, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. That was from Maria von Trapp, who with her children and her stepchildren, known as the Trapp family singers, inspired the music in the film, The Sound of Music. Brothers and sisters, God wants to be very near to us. He wants to walk with us. I said to him one day, I love you, and I just wish you could sit in my heart. And he said, I am. I'm with you. I didn't hear those words. It was the thought that went through my head. It was not mine, really. Brothers and sisters, trust him. Trust him right now with all the difficulties we're facing. Finances, deaths in our family, poverty, loss of jobs, all that. Trust him. Come to him daily and trust him. He will hear you and answer you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.